Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Flatshare Slamdown.
Flatshare Slamdown! What a treat we have for you this month. I'm saying it's one of our prime cuts, if our podcast comes in cuts.
It certainly does, yeah. And it is a prime... You're going to get some real choice steak here. From
there's a lot at stake.
And some people say we don't cut enough, but that's for you to decide.
Nothing. It's nose to tail dining is what you're getting.
Well, I'll tell you what, portion size is not our problem. No one's complaining that the episodes aren't long enough. I can tell you that for nothing.
But it was really fun. We had a great time. This is an episode, Flatshare Slamdown, recorded at the Phoenix just last week. It's fresh meat.
London's glittering with the Phoenix.
It's London's glittering the Phoenix. We were there and we had two superb guests in Josh Pugh and Sarah Keyworth. And I think it's fair to say Sarah was bamboozled by the whole affair.
Yeah. But
from early doors, occasionally it happens where someone comes on the show, Dara O'Brien springs to mind, and they've got no kind of no clue what they're doing, because Sarah had done a Beef Brothers and I think she thought it was just going to be like that. She did a brilliant Beef Brothers cold cut, thought it was just going to be like that, and it's for the uninitiated, it's quite an odd show. You forget that
it's
when
all
you're
over
doing
the
it.
Shop, isn't it?
Well, it's very good.
I must admit, I was slightly bamboozled the other way, though. I was a bit starstruck with these two guests because such a big fan of both of their works. I've never seen Josh live, but online he's my favourite online guy. Putting stuff out there at the moment.
Yeah, he's
so
brilliant. He's brilliant. And
Sarah's live shows are the best. So I did genuinely at the start of it feel slightly intimidated talking to both of them.
That didn't come across.
It was like
in any way.
Okay. Well, that's a relief. No shrinking violet eye.
We're also doing a couple more because we had such a fun time. We recorded two back-to-back, so you'll hear the next one next month, but we're going to do a couple more back-to-back at the Phoenix on the 4th and 5th of April. There should be a ticket link in the show notes to this, or you can go to Eventbrite and get your tickets there. But 4th and 5th of April, Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be back at the Phoenix for two more shows, and we're also as well, let's not forget, we're back at MacFest. MacFest is back and we are back.
Ooh,
there.
Ooh.
We're going to be there on the Saturday afternoon. So go to, where do you go to? Hang on a second. I'm
Mac.
It's Mac something.
.com?
Shall we? Because I think we do this every year when we guess the website. Oh, you were Tom. Tom, you were so close, man. MacComedyFest.co.uk, of course, is a British festival.
You
but you know what? That was... I'm sure they've registered the .com as well, just to if not, then we're going to register it.
Just promote our own show and none of the others.
But we're there on the Saturday. We might be doing a show on the Sunday, but I guess it just goes. We'll wait and see how the Saturday one sells. But come along.
Gosh. Live shows galore.
It's going to be a good month. The Saturday, the 30th of April. So we're doing three flat slams in a month. Well, that's a mistake.
You'll be able to listen to the fatigue kick in. But there's no fatigue yet because this is the first one in a while.
We're fresh as a daisy.
A great time.
Brightly.
Enjoy this episode.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you prick?
Now, listen, one of you, hey, please, try and be nice. It's a brand, new year.
We've talked about this.
Right, one of you two has got to rearrange the cutlery drawer.
Well, it's not going to be Ben.
No? Why not?
That's fair, actually.
Clarky, why is it not going to be you, man?
Well, you know what, actually, I think we should rethink cutlery. Because we've had it
is
now.
Is this really a podcast?
11 years.
We've had
cutlery for about as long as we've had this podcast, an age, and it's out of date, let's face it. Nobody likes them anymore. I think it's time we reinvent them, and I think I've come up with the perfect thing.
Let's hear it.
Well, basically, your hand... Hear me out. Now, you would normally use your hand to eat. The only reason is it gets dirty. But basically, your fingers are nature's forks.
Yeah.
Your teeth, nature's knives.
Yeah.
Your mouth, nature's spoon. All you need to do is swap the cutlery drawer for a glove drawer, and you're done.
Are you trying to say, though, that... So do you have to use your own mouth as the spoon? Or are you...
Oh, God.
Are you suggesting...
I'm not suggesting feeding your guests like birds.
Like a baby bird, yeah. Well, I was up for it up until I heard that bit, but no. In which case, no way. Harry, what about you?
Oh, this isn't strong. I'm going to warn you right now. Okay.
Nice to have a heads up, mate. Always nice to have a heads up.
I'm not going to sort out the cutlery drawer ever since my uncle tragically died when an entire cutlery drawer fell on him.
No!
Yeah. And then at his funeral, I thought it'd be quite fun to break the tension if I gave his obituary by using lots of cutlery puns.
Oh, yeah.
I got out a big red book and said, "This is your knife." My auntie burst into tears. Turns out I was totally wrong. It was two spoon.
Well, Tom, Ben,
I mean,
there is only one way to settle this. We're going to have a flash and slam.
Flash and slam down.
We're going to flash.
Flash and slam down.
Shout it on me.
Flash and slam down.
Slow it down.
Flash and slam down.
Hello. Welcome to Flat Share Slam Down, the panel show that says, "Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. 'Cause since I've come on home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss the tenderness and the way you were less. Would you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, cutlery?" I'm the host of Landlord, Matthew Crosby. Let's meet the table and dessert spoons to my tiny teaspoon. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Hello. Hey.
Now, guys, you can't rearrange the cutlery drawer on your own. Who are you helping to buff the silverware?
Well, Matthew, bad news. The jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
Yes. Every single step of what we've done so far, my guest looks so confused.
I know, yeah.
It was so early to get a, "I can't believe this is a podcast."
That's before all of these things.
Yeah, exactly.
And then someone left.
What I loved, Matt, before the started, Matt sat me and Sarah down and briefed us on some quite simple word games, but failed to mention any of this other stuff. That's the thing we might struggle with.
Yeah. The thing is, if we talk about this bit, guests tend to do a runner. So we get you on the stage and then we do all this for you.
Every step so far has been inexplicable. Like, you sang Valerie. I can see you have the lyrics in front of you.
I've got the lyrics there. Yeah, yeah.
You missed the lyrics.
Well, I got confused because the guy walked out. I thought it's quite early in it, it always to have a walkout, and I'd written some sort of slightly different words to it, and so when I went back down to look at it, it was like, oh, I've got out the bit about ginger hair. I'd actually, well, since I've come on home, well, the drawer has been a mess, and I missed that little spoon that I used to eat my cress. What I'd actually got there. Such a nice thing, but because old itchy feet got up halfway through, I looked up and went, oh God, we've got to walk out this early on. We don't normally have walk out this early on.
I think he just found out, he realised he was in the wrong podcast.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Hang on, this is an off menu.
It's off something. But anyway, yes.
Anyway, that's my incredible guest, Sarah Keyworth, everybody. Welcome.
So Sarah, it's great to have you here on the show. I sense the feeling isn't entirely mutual. That will change as
my
the evening goes on.
My palms are sweating.
It's very relaxed. It's very relaxed.
Yeah, I feel relaxed.
As long as you've written funny words to a Zooton song, you're going to be fine.
Funny word.
The word cress is a funny word. We can't deny it. So what kind of a flatmate are you?
I think I'm all right until I'm not.
gone. And what's not like?
I just stop engaging with it, really. I just disappear. I sit in my room.
As in you move... Well, right. You don't just move out and not tell anyone.
No, I stay. But I don't engage. So I'll just go in my room for a while and... make sure they know I'm there. I'll make noises.
Is this what's going to happen for this record?
Yeah, I feel like you are 1 inch away from not engaging here. So.
I'm feeling very at home.
I'll take that compliment.
I mean, I'd like to disengage with this. Okay.
And are you a fan of the Zootons?
I am. I think you had a band member of the Zootons.
I know, yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
So offended that he walked out.
Imagine if that was it. He's like, I get this everywhere I go. Can't escape it.
Ben, who have you brought along with you?
I brought along my accent coach, Josh Bew.
Josh is here. Yes. Josh, thank you so much for coming on the show. What kind of a flatmate are you?
I'm a complete pushover.
Oh, I?
Yeah, so probably good for others, but not good for my own well-being.
So really. What do you end up doing?
So, like, say if... I don't know if... Say Ben was saying he wanted to stay at mine tonight.
Yeah?
He hasn't said that, but...
Well, guess what?
I'd be yeah, and then he'd be like, oh, can I use your toothbrush? I'd be like, yeah. And he's like, can I bring a couple of other guys back? I'd be like, yeah. I just go with anything.
This is great news. Yeah. Harry, back here. It's great news for us and our audience.
I'm just useless. I just, yeah.
Are you a yes man or are you a good time guy? It feels like you're a good... It feels like you're a party guy.
Didn't ask me. Maybe it is that.
I asked you what you were like. You said, I locked myself in my room. Yeah. It would have been weird if I said you're a good time guy.
Locked yourself in the room, have a great time.
Didn't tell you what I was doing.
That's what the noises were. It's really
What are you doing in your room, Sarah?
Wanking.
Okay.
Somebody just did a two-handed double covering of the face. I'm not doing it now. Wait.
For the listeners at home, she is doing it now.
We'll put a sound effect on in the background. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll come up with something,
I'm
sure.
Can't even get my own voice working.
But you, Josh, you've just had a kid, haven't you?
Yes.
So are you still inviting randos back to there?
I'm not inviting them. I'm not a nutter.
Sure.
But if a nutter was to say, can I come back to
you? You're not a nutter, yeah. But you're amenable to nutters.
Absolutely. I'm a facilitator of.
Does anybody, because, you know, the weather's been quite bad recently, and a few trains are a bit on the fritz at the moment. Does anyone need a place to stay tonight? Because Josh lives in Coventry, so it's a bit of a mission, but he's phenomenal company.
Not one person.
Not one person.
we'll try again at the end of the record.
Yeah,
see
exactly.
If you've won anyone
we'll
over.
We'll keep asking throughout. So we've met our guest. Let's see who knows right from prong as we play round one.
He's back, everyone. He didn't leave. I see you've got no water for the cutlery drawer, but it's knife, fork, spoon.
You ate an egg with a knife? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, I forgot that. My apologies, and thanks to the Four Tops for showing up.
I just think the brief could have been a bit of... I was looking around to see which one of you was singing. Yeah, I was trying to work it out. Wait. Also, I've just had COVID, so I haven't been out much. So this is fresh. A few days ago, I had such a high fever, and I'm like, I think I might have died.
So this is a bit that I have explained to Sarah before the show. This round is called Cutlery Quick Draw. I'm going to give a contestant from each team a category, okay? Then they've got to say something from that category as quickly as they can. The fastest and best answer wins. I will accept some debate, But once I've made a decision, my ruling is final. A good answer quickly delivered is worth 2 points. Mm. However, if you both say the same answer at the same time, it is 10 points to charity. And this round's charity is NOMPAS Research, a medical foundation dedicated to the scientific investigation of the tragic condition of NOMPAS. What are its symptoms? Is there a cure? And crucially, does it exist at all? My scientists are working tirelessly, 11 a.m. till 2, Monday through Wednesday, 17 weeks a year to find out. We're starting with Sarah and with Ben. Your category.
Okay. Lompers. I'm out now.
Guys.
Sarah, this is still a fever.
Please.
You've still got a fever.
You're gaslighting me now.
Please do not make light of Nompers sufferers, okay? Please do not make light of NOMPAS sufferers. We have quite a lot of them in the audience tonight, okay?
How is NOMPAS spelt?
It is spelt GHP NY silent Y, the first Y you pronounce, NPERS. Anyway.
NOMPAS.
Right, we're going to start with Sarah and Ben. Now, remember, quick draw, okay? Well, as soon as I say go, you're shouting out the answer. Okay. The first answer, the quickest answer, and the best answer is the answer that's going to win, okay? It's a quick draw. Here we go. All right. Sarah and Ben, your category is...
The problem is I've got a word in my head now.
Okay. Well...
It's Wordle all over again.
Yeah. You can go for... I mean, you can go for that.
Obviously, I don't want to say that word.
In my head. No, I don't want it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want the word.
Well, I tell you what...
It's the word NOMPAS.
Guys, I don't know why people are laughing at NOMPAS here. It's actually an extremely serious condition. Apologies to the guys at the back there with the weird legs. Sorry, we couldn't get you a chair. Rude of us, really. Anyway, listen. Brethren with NOMPAS don't need this kind of nonsense this early in the show, okay? Right, here we go. All right, Tom and Josh. I'm looking for... A holiday essential. Go.
Sunglasses.
One bag.
Nah, it's fine.
Okay. So, right, we had a very quick sunglasses, but...
Can't fight a bum bag.
You weren't happy with it. And then you went bum bag.
Yeah, I did.
A little bit slower.
It is great, a bum bag
it's
on holiday.
Good, though, isn't it?
It's quite functional.
Functional. It's very functional.
Festivals and holidays.
Yeah.
Bum bags.
Different contents for those two.
God. Do you remember being 12? I used to buy a bum bag every holiday. Be like my holiday treat would be to buy a bum bag.
How many bum bags do you have?
Well, I'd go on one holiday a year.
They call him Mr. Bum Bag.
Parody laws, guys.
They change. We can't afford.
Please
the
don't tell
that
Shaggy,
one.
Okay? Ben, if I ask, it wasn't you.
Okay, I think because of the speed, and it is a good answer, sunglasses is going to get the point there. So I'm going to give a point to parry there. Okay, here we go.
Audible gasps in the audience.
Yeah. Not everyone's happy with that, but that's the way it goes. Tom and Ben.
Yep.
Ooh.
In just a moment.
Hold on.
I would like you to give me.
Yeah.
The nicest food beginning with P. Go. Prawns.
Pancakes.
Oh.
This guy's absolutely disgusting.
This one is...
With the standard of the podcast or with the idea of prawns? Prawns.
Prawns are delicious, man.
Prawns are pretty nice.
And a controversial food, prawns. Give me a cheer if you hate prawns. That's a loaded question. Give me a cheer if you love prawns. Yeah, okay. But give me a cheer if you hate pancakes.
Yeah.
No one hates pancakes.
My heart was an idiot. I love pancakes.
It's got to be
They're
pancakes,
great.
Isn't it? It's a full 2 points for pancakes there. Well
pancakes
done, Harry.
Great.
Well
done. Every pancake day, you go, I should eat pancakes all the time. Yeah. We're going to start having them all the time, and then you don't.
Yeah, but you feel on prawn day as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's like every holiday. I think, I'm going to buy a bum bag every day. Just don't.
Can I just check this anecdote? So when you were 12, you used to buy a bum bag every holiday, and you went on one holiday.
One holiday a year, and I reckon the bum bag holiday experience was between 12 and 15.
I'm just picturing you with a bum bag so full of bum bags, trying to find your purse.
Russian bum bags.
Pulling your bum bag. Russian bum
bags. And you're just leaving them there.
On the last day of the holiday, just drop them in the ocean, watch them float away.
And your dad goes, your passport's in that! I guess I live here now.
I have graduated. House. I've graduated to a body wallet. Anyone got a body wallet?
Yeah. Not a massive cheer for that, eh? It's a body wallet.
It's a flat bum bag. So you can secure your essentials at a festival.
This feels weirdly seedy.
Yeah, my wife hates the body wallet. Yeah. And the depressing thing is, when we got engaged, it was at a Rolling Stones concert.
Oh no, you didn't take the ring out of the body
wallet. You weren't allowed bags.
No.
So I secreted the ring.
Don't secrete a ring ever.
I secreted.
That is the first rule of getting engaged, mate.
I secreted the ring in a body wallet.
Oh my God.
Halfway through
that
the gig.
That is a sentence from a porn.
Halfway through the gig, I had to get my body wallet out, unfurl it, go into the body wallet, get out the ring, and then ask her to marry me.
This whole thing should be beeped out of this.
I can't believe this is the worst bit of the podcast.
I think a body wallet might be the best item of clothing to remove, like, the middle finger from.
Yeah.
Takes a good 5 minutes. Yeah.
Just the engagement ring on.
Because a body wallet already goes, I don't give a fuck about anything. I've just given up.
Least of all myself.
Right, finally. Sarah and Josh, please give me something hugely overrated. Go.
Dancing.
Tim Westwood.
Wow.
Right. Talk us through it. Dancing is overrated.
Yeah, it's associated with having a good time. But it's awful. It's just having to do dancing, I think.
Come on, have a dance
at your wedding, best day of your life. You've got to dance in the middle of it. Ridiculous.
What would you rather do instead of dance?
Just stand there, firm. Just stare at each other intensely whilst CeeLo Green plays.
Pulling your middle fingers out of your body wallet.
I'm quite torn here because if you guys were at my wedding, Pappy's were at my wedding. My first dance was to DJ Tim Westwood. Spinning the wheels of steel. So what do I do? What's over? I don't know. I don't think I can put dancing through. So I'm gonna put Westwood through. 1 point to Westwood there.
Dated reference, actually.
It is. It's weird that you went to Tim Westwood. What made you go to Tim Westwood?
I've never liked him.
Ben and Sarah, I'll let you give me a kind thing to do. Go.
Kiss.
Walk a dog.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Or walk the dog. Now, you were quicker on kiss.
Yeah.
But it's not always a kind thing to do, is it?
With consent.
Yeah. Kiss with consent. I mean, is kissing kind? I guess it can. I mean, if someone's hurt themselves, and you know, they say, look, can you kiss my knee? I've got serious nompers. And you're medically trained to kiss the nomps away.
Is that what your researchers are doing?
We're trying everything. We're not ruling it out, Tom. At this early stage, we're not ruling it out.
If you care so much about numbers, why is it so hard to get points for charity?
Listen, the amount of points I personally donate to numbers research every single week is huge, all right? I think...
The thing is, we're walking the dog, right? It's kind to the person you're walking the dog for, but it's also kind to the dog.
It's kind to the dog, yeah.
Whose dog is it?
It's my friends. Have they asked you to walk their dog? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm not unsolicited walking the dog.
Yeah, it's all about consent. Again.
Why don't you just kiss the dog, man?
Yeah, Clarky. Why don't you just kiss a dog, Clarky? Yeah. Sarah makes
For
a good point.
Sake.
Yeah, all right. I will, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Clarky. Oh, Clarky. Oh, Clarky. I said, oh, God, a terrier here tonight.
Nompus.
Okay, I think Nompus. No, Nompus is a great name for a dog. It's a great name.
It's sensitive, though. What if your neighbour's got Nompus?
Cruel. If you go to the garden at 7 p.m, just it gets dark and shout Nompus into the back. Oh, no.
You're shouting, sit, Nompus. It's the one thing the person with Nompus can't do.
Nompus down.
Go for a walk, Nompus. Oh, come on! I like the fact that every audience member's got a different idea of what Nompus is.
So I'm going to give the points to Sarah there. I'm going to say kissing is kinder. I think so.
Much faster as well.
Fans of kissing in.
Josh and Tom, I would like the best flavour. Go.
Vanilla strawberry.
The thing with you, Tom, is you never back yourself.
Well, vanilla feels like the sunglasses answer again, doesn't it? It's like, vanilla's not a great flavour, but
vanilla's like literally kind of an insult of a flavour.
Do you think so?
Yeah, if something's vanilla, it's like, meh.
It's like, yeah, it's like the base. It's like just giving someone a pizza dough.
Yeah, but it's got that, isn't it? Then it's got a lot of potential, hasn't it?
Yeah, but that's adding stuff to the flavour, right?
Like adding strawberry to it.
Yeah.
Delicious. But strawberry wins.
Strawberry's pathetic.
I agree.
Well, you know what?
In the Neapolitan, strawberry comes last.
Oh, enjoy Wimbledon this year, just eating vanilla pods.
Vanilla pods.
All right,
cream.
This is getting nasty now.
I'm going to move. I'm giving 2 points to strawberry there. Of course I am. Now, Ben and Tom.
We're back.
Hello.
Something you don't want to see. Go.
Robert Tom. De Niro doing comedy.
Someone not a fan of the film Mad Dog and Glory? Right, and what about you? You said Tom. Larky.
I don't stand by it.
No, you can't. You can't. 2 points to Tom. Final one. Final one in this round. This is for Josh and for Sarah.
Makes you feel like you're not a human being anymore.
What's the point? This podcast?
This game.
These
not,
moments.
Not this podcast.
These moments, you feel so vulnerable.
It's a tense moment, isn't it?
It is tense.
Yeah. I feel completely exposed.
I can make it much shorter now by just saying the thing.
Do okay? It.
Right, let's do it. A great party theme. Go.
Chihuahuas.
Romans.
Lots to unpack. Lots.
Yeah.
So, how much are you into kissing dogs?
Only the smallest ones.
So how does a chihuahua party? Now, I've got to ask: Is it a bit like, you know, like a cat cafe where you go to the party and there's loads of chihuahuas around, or is everyone dressed like a chihuahua and you're playing Beverly Hills Chihuahua on the telly?
Do I have to sell this concept?
Yeah. You said it. You sell it. That's how it's going to go.
Everyone's dressed like a chihuahua.
Yes.
In a like a non-weird way.
Sure. We're not talking furries, kind of.
It's a formal event. It's corporate, kind of. Yeah. Corporate.
But there are also additional, like, real chihuahuas just serving canapés.
Great. They've got trays tied to their back.
Here's the problem, though. What if you pull, and then when you get them home, you realise you pulled one of the chihuahuas? Because you thought, this chihuahua's got a good costume and the same height as me.
I see most people can distinguish between.
I've been burned before. How do you think I got the numbers in the first place?
When you're as small as you are.
Exactly, this is it.
It's a mistake.
It was a great night, though. No regrets. And you went for Romans, not the traditional toga party, which we all know, but you're taking it a step further. And it's Romans. We've got chariots.
It's quite educational.
Straight roads.
It's about the empire. So we sit down and kind of chat about the Roman Empire.
Right. Well, it's the chihuahua party is going to win the points. Then, I think. 2 points to Sarah.
Two words, toga party.
Oh, did I forget to mention his dog? She might accidentally fuck as well.
Well, when in Rome. So, producer Gwyn, as quickly as you can, what are the scores? Go!
Tom and Sarah have 8, and Ben and Josh have 3.
Oh! Whoa. So, Tom and Sarah. Tom and Sarah.
Such wet hands.
Clammy.
So, Tom and Sarah are in the lead, but Ben and Josh are completely forked. There's still everything to play for. We'll return for part 2. See you after the break. Bye bye!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back, one and all, to this cutlery-themed episode of Flatchest Landdown. It's knife to see you, to see you!
Knife!
And fork and spoon. Before the break, Tom and Sarah were in the lead. That hasn't changed, but it might after round two. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play forever! Games! Let's play forever!
Roll the dice,
spin that thing,
put that there!
Do as you're told!
Games! If you lose, you get nothing! Games! If you win, you get gold!
Gold! Listen to that!
Gold!
Boom!
Gold, gold, gold indeed!
Yes!
Gold! Gold!
Whoa!
Chill out, motherfuckers! Chill
on! This fresh week, from the pando!
We are playing...
Unleashed!
Nothing wrong with air lungs, I'll tell you that. This week, we're playing our version of SingStar, which we are calling SingStar Wars. I'm going to ask each player to sing the plot of a movie to the tune of another movie, without announcing the name of either film. Now, your teammate has to guess both films. It's a point for each film. Now, if you can't get either and your opposing team is unable to steal, then it is 10 points to yet another charity.
Oh, please, no.
A different one.
This round, it's the Neurotic Pelvic Foundation. Every year, tens of people around the world wake up to find their once funky pelvis as all the get up and go of a hermit crab. Just 3 points a week can put a wiggle back in their hips and a smile on their chops. Ben, you're up first.
Clarkey had a neurotic pelvis in Edinburgh 2014, I seem to remember.
Now, Clarkey, do you recognise, by the way, do you recognise both...
I recognise both films and not what Tom was talking about at all.
Fair enough. Let the record show that. Okay, so we've got producer Gwyn on the ones and twos. If you'd like to play the song, let's have a listen. Let's have a sing.
Oh, yes, yeah, this one. Okay, yeah.
There's an old man in his house, but he's sad 'cause his wife has died. So he had to bark it down. So he goes and he ties on some balloons and he flies off. And there's a kid, he's very cute. He's a scout or something, and they make a great team. Then there's a talking dog and some birds. It's a shame, 'cause it's better at the start than the end of the film.
Ben Clark, that is how you play.
Wow. Wow.
Do you know what? I'm gonna give you, just for the singing of that, I'm going to give you 10 points for the singing of that. Really beautiful. Beautiful singing.
Wow.
But I'm going to give it straight to charity, though.
Yes, of course.
You wouldn't mind it. The Neurotic Pelvic Foundation.
Very
we
noble.
Really, really appreciate your hard work there, Clarkie. Okay, now, Josh, talk us through it. First of all, we've got the tune. Did you recognise the tune?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely recognised it. I thought I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's a familiar one.
It's, yeah. Is it Indiana Jones?
It is Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's one
it's
of the
Indiana
best.
Jones. Yeah. Okay, but
which
what,
one, though?
Which, no, let's not make it any harder. Think of the pelvises. So
he's always think of the pelvises.
Always. What was the film that Clarkey was singing so beautifully about?
I believe it was Up.
That is 2 points! 2 points.
It feels like it deserves more than 2 points.
It does feel like it. Do you know what? I'm going to give points for the songs this time. I think, why not? So I'm going to give him 10 points for the song there. Why not? Why not? Why not?
Thank you.
So there we go. Sarah, here you go. That is your films.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh no, I've not seen it.
No more clues. No more clues.
Oh man.
I guess just say what you think might happen in a film that's called that.
Okay.
I guess.
Little bit of an intro on this one, so you've got a bit of time to think about it. Not enough time to watch it, but enough time to think about it.
Time for the trailer?
Yeah, there's a 90-minute intro on this song. You're in luck. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Okay, well, that's one point.
Every night in my dreams, I don't see you and I don't hear you. I've got all of these ways of feeling, and this is the one after five. Oh. I have got no taste buds, and I don't have any way of touching. If I had an additional way of sensing, fuck feeling something, I would use this. Is it Bruce Willis? Is he dead? I don't know. I will watch it tomorrow and send in a different song. I've given away one of the words. Am I disqualified yet? How long is this song? Go on.
Sarah Keyworth, everybody. Oh. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Wow.
A natural singer, as you can hear.
Yes, got a gorgeous voice. No, I'm gonna give you. I think I'm gonna give you 8 points for the song.
Yeah, fair.
Beautiful, beautiful song
there.
I
think that's excessive, actually.
7 points it is.
I think that's a bit harsh.
7.5. You drive a hard bargain.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you're eating me out of house and home here, Keyworth. You really are.
You are welcome, Tom. We're eating tonight. Bringing home the bacon.
But that half point, though, it's going to your pelvic, guys.
It's only fair. Rest up.
Sorry, you have to sit cross-legged at the back. That's really not. That's on us.
We haven't thought that through.
So
are they the same men?
it's a side effect of the noms. Yes.
Some people have got it really bad. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway, Tom, any idea what the tune was?
The tune was from Matt Goes Down's favourite film, Titanic.
Yes. Of course it was. And what film was Sarah
great work,
singing
wasn't
about? It was a really, really strong
Sixth
show.
Sense.
It was the Sixth Sense.
Really
yes.
Good stuff. Really good stuff.
2 points.
So
okay.
I was just allowed to sing the words.
Yeah, I was going to. I was going to bring it. I mean, it was a shame because
I'm a very honest person.
Do you know what? You did sing it, but I think you chastised yourself more than me deducting points would have done. So, Josh.
Yes.
How are you in your films? Do you recognise them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Big time.
Very.
Confident. How's your singing?
Weak.
Well, we'll find out.
Well, this
we'll
is gonna be embarrassing. Hard to be the only non-singer on the panel.
Producer Gwyn on the ones and twos. Let's hear it.
You're climbing a rock, and your dad's up there, and your uncle's a prick, and they have a big fight, and you get lost, and make friends with a warthog. It's very profound, he studied philosophy, and then some hyenas come, and they trample your dad, and your uncle tries to fuck your mum. I don't know if that happened. And then you kill your uncle. And then you're the top of the monarchy.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really strong.
I'm saying, move over, Mark Commode. I would watch a film review show. It was just that.
Yeah.
Sarah and Josh sing the films of the week. I would watch that.
I'd love it. Hold the mayo. So, Clarky, did you recognise the tune?
I did.
What was it, mate?
It was Ghostbusters.
It was Ghostbusters, yes. Of course it was.
I also love how he only sung one part of the tune of Ghostbusters.
Yeah. You still recognise it, though.
I loved it.
Any idea
it's
what...
It's all chorus, baby. That's one of my... when I'm songwriting, that's one of the... It's one of the mottos.
Well, it's the, it's the best bit of a song, yeah, so if you make the song all chorus,
that
that's the best song of all time.
It's all chorus, baby.
So, yeah, so I'm going to give you 9 points for that, for the best song of all time.
Nice.
And...
The Lion King.
It was The Lion King. Of course it was, Clarky. Right. Well done. Right. Finally, we end with Tom. Two films. Oh. One theme tune, one plot.
Okay.
Gwyn, for the final time, will you play?
Okay.
There is a big green man, and he is in a swamp, and he's got little ears, and a donkey. And he is in love with a blonde princess, little ears, and the donkey go on a quest. Have a good time. Oh, we're having fun. Too many sequels. No, stop making them. The first one was good. Then they were rubbish.
Ooh la la.
Really good. Really, really good there. I'm gonna give you eight points for the
really
singing there.
Because
so much intensity.
Really perspiring.
Really,
really,
yeah,
you didn't breathe at any point during that time.
Now I know Tom Cruise feels. That's in, I do my own stunts. You know.
Can the it's next impossible to watch. Be Tom's microphone?
Right. La la. Okay. So. Sarah, what are you thinking? Mm. Well, don't tell us what you're thinking. Just tell us. We know what you're thinking. Yeah. Words with the agent. Mm. But
you booked me direct, Crosby. You booked me direct. You texted me.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I know.
How we get them.
That's how we get them, yeah.
That's how we do.
Yep.
No way Chambers would agree to this.
Yeah. I've got a lot of enemies. I need you to be on my podcast.
What was the theme tune, first of all? Do you recognise it?
Mission Impossible.
It was Mission Impossible, absolutely right. Yeah. And
you made it look very possible.
And what was the film?
Shrek.
It was Shrek, of course it was! A full 2 points.
No flies on me.
Producer Gwyn. Wales is patient zero for neurotic pelvis disorder. Tell us the scores.
Before I did we give any points to Tom for...
Well, I was going to ask.
Oh, did I not give you points? My apologies. I thought I said 8 points.
You said... You did,
I think
did
I said
8 points.
I thought I said 8 points.
I was not listening. Sorry about that. It's the neurotic pelvis.
Just the eight.
Just the eight,
so
yeah.
Just got to do a quick bit of maths there.
That's all right. No, of course.
Just the eight.
Make it six. No,
easier to add up, isn't it?
Leave it at eight because it's fine. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's fine.
It's absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine, guys. I've checked it. It's fine. Yeah. So.
Got him.
Yeah. Got him.
What are the scores at the end of that round?
So a generous 10.5
points.
Could
you sing them to the tune of Superman?
Tom and Sarah have 25.
That's ben casualty.
And Josh have Superman.
Sing it to the tune of Casualty, Gwyn. We love it.
They are everyday superheroes. Yeah. In Milan. Yeah,
the real superheroes.
Right. Not gonna lie, it's quite a long film. It's longer than The Irishman. Okay.
Tom and Sarah have 25. Ben and Josh have 26.
Oh, right. Well, if, like Gwyn, your hips don't lie, then they'll fit right in our next round. It's the All Too Honest Court of Beef Brothers.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Rich, who is in the audience. Rich, are you there?
Yeah. Hiya.
Hello.
Oh, that's the afflicted section.
So brave, so brave.
Tell you what, rich in spirit.
But not in body.
No.
Not in legs. So
imagine being rich in legs, I'd love it. Got 40 of them. So,
is that for disability?
This does pertain to the lower half of the body. This, so let's have a read. Rich writes, "My wife has taken the lid off the toilet seat. She thinks it's cleaner. I think it makes the bathroom smell more. And now I have nowhere to put my pajamas when I'm having a shower." It's a good beef.
It's a good beef.
It's a good strong beef.
It's a strong beef.
It's a strong beef.
It's a strong beef, but please God, let me be on Richard's side.
Okay. I'm sorry to say, Tom and Sarah, you're on Richard's side.
Round over.
Ben and Josh, you are on the side of the partner. Now, are you able to give your partner's name just to give us a bit of colour?
Melva.
Melva. All right, hey, shut up.
Whoa.
That's the man's wife.
All names are welcome.
Hey, we don't...
She may be a monster who's removed the toilet seat, but we respect her name, okay?
Yeah.
Names it was monster, wasn't it? Sorry, I misheard.
Okay, so it's Melva and Rich here, okay? So you are on Melva's side, Ben and Josh. Now, before all of that, let's have a cross examination. Now, remember, it's the toilet seat and not the name that is on trial here, okay?
She's taken off.
Any questions?
She's taken off the full seat.
It's the lid of the seat.
Just the lid.
It's
just
the
lid,
yeah. It's amazing to hear a story about a wife taking off the lid without her husband's help.
Come lovely on, old-fashioned humour there. Really enjoyed it.
About half a lager.
She goes and really mainstream. She goes really mainstream when she drinks.
Has she kept it or has she thrown the lid away?
It's just by the side of the toilet.
What?
Tantalising.
Oh, God, this is please, give us a bone.
Reattach it, you coward.
You did make a good point.
Beef solved.
Maybe she's testing you, yeah. Where are the screws?
Oh, it's one of those plastic ones with holes on, you know.
You sound so sad.
Just such a sad.
Yeah. So sad.
As opposed to those solid steel toilet seats you've all been sitting on.
We've all been
to prison. Yeah, exactly. That's what you shout, where are the screws? Watch out! I'm up on the roof throwing down the tiles. Fuck you, Warden.
Are you brewing toilet wine?
Any other questions for Rich? By the way, Melva's not here, is she? She's not here.
Oh, no, she's at home.
No, okay, she's at home, exactly. Probably taking the top off a kettle. Absolute lunatic.
What was there cause, when she says it was cleaner, was there cause for her to take it off? Was it, were you spraying?
What he did.
Was there an incident?
She just reckons you don't have to touch it if you take it off.
I see. All right.
Yeah, okay, it's more to work
okay.
with.
Okay,
right. Do you know what? Okay. I just assumed this was a seat being left up situation, but that's not what's going on. She's insane.
That is conjecture at this stage, okay? You can...
Sorry, and I'm supposed to be on
walk them up to this.
Has she got a history of other kind of, you know, eccentric removals?
Eccentric what a removals. Question. How's she got a history of eccentric removals?
What a business that is, removals firm.
We'll show up, we'll all be wearing bowler hats. We'll carry them out in alphabetical order.
I'm on a unicycle. Okay, great, your character, we get it. So what, has she made any other alterations, to unusual alterations to the house?
No, no, Matthew.
Eccentric removals.
Sorry.
Answer the question.
No, just the toilet seat.
Just the toilet seat.
Just the toilet seat.
Any other questions now before we move on?
Where have you been putting your pyjamas?
Like that on the cistern now?
Where are they now, Rich?
She's had half a lager and...
anything goes.
They're on the back of the cistern bit of the toilet now.
Have you not got a hook on the back of your bathroom door?
Oh, it's got loads of other stuff on it now.
What, towels.
Like?
Yeah.
Towels.
Yeah, towels. Yeah. Towels. Dressing gown or two, sure.
Toilet seat.
Hanging up the toilet seat.
Right, well, hopefully that is enough information for
us. Can I just ask, how strong's your flush?
Apparently not. How strong is your flush? He's got to ask it.
We have I must admit,
are you flirting now?
Well, this strikes a chord with me because my wife doesn't like it when I put the toilet seat down because it creaks and disturbs the baby. So she's like, leave the seat up.
Also, don't let the baby sleep in the toilet, for starters.
Hey, we've not got enough room.
I know you had a water birth, but you could end it from there, you know?
Pop a pillow in the sink.
Just use your pyjamas.
So I wear them. So she's firm on toilet seat up. So she might as well remove it. So it strikes a chord.
You know you're on his side, right?
I'm just working it all out. I'm not the one doing the speech anyway.
He's playing three dimensions.
That's a good point.
Doesn't really matter. Okay, so I hope that's enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, you have 1 minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Sarah Keyworth, your minute begins.
Now. Sorry, what side am I on?
Okay, you are.
We're with Rich.
Very, very useful. You're on
How
Rich's.
How do I feel?
You're on Rich's side, okay? You're on Rich's side.
We so want the seat back.
You want the seat back.
Okay.
Back, or the lid back,
the lid
on
back.
The lav. Your minute begins now.
I think this is a violation of privacy. Sometimes you just want to hide your little secrets in the toilet. It's not fair for it all to be on show. I thoroughly sympathise with the pyjama situation. Everybody, that is one of the best shelves in a household. Is the toilet seat. Do you have a bath? I can't ask Rich any more questions. Sometimes I have a bath, put my laptop on the toilet seat, watch a movie. People are nodding in the crowd.
Never Sixth Sense.
Not the Sixth Sense.
Watch the Sixth Sense. I'll do that tomorrow in the bath, and I'll call you about it. And you'll be on my laptop on the toilet seat, which Rich will not be able to do. I think it's a complete atrocity. I think it's a violation of human rights. Where does it end?
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Sarah Keyworth, everybody. Where does this horrible situation end? Well, Josh, you can tell us. Your minute begins now.
Imagine having a name that every time it's mentioned in public, it caused gasps and ridicule. Now, to me, that would cause me anger and distress. And then to then go home and find that my husband, who is an adult, by the way, is wearing pyjamas. That's about as much as I could take, okay? And I don't want to bring it up with him directly. I don't want to offend him. He's always wore pyjamas. It was never an issue at first, but we've aged and it hasn't really adapted the kind of pyjamas he's wearing. I didn't want to bring it up, so I thought, you know, I'll just remove the shelf where he stores his pyjamas in an attempt to dissuade him, but he's somehow improvised and moved them on top of the cistern because there's no radiators in the house for some reason. And I think it's perfectly justified, to be quite honest. A grown man out the shower, still wet, directly into pyjamas, into bed with me. Keep your hands off me, Rich. It ain't happening tonight, brother.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Two very, very compelling arguments
it's
there.
Like it's more very an argument against pyjamas than anything else.
It's really hard to call this at the moment. Rich, how are you feeling? How do you think it's going so far?
All right.
Okay. Nothing. No, fair enough.
It's a 3-star review from.
He's not that bothered about the whole thing. Fair enough.
Rich is there in sopping wet pajamas. He's just not been taking them off whilst he showers now.
We didn't ask him what the pajamas are like.
Do you want to ask him now? Will it inform what you're about to do?
No.
No. That's what I was thinking, exactly. We didn't ask him some crucial information before I pretend to be a southern guy. Talk about a pig on a hill.
It's actually... I've drawn a picture of a pig wearing a hat.
Of course you have. I tell you what, I've got to ask you, Rich, just off my own back, what are the pyjamas like?
Would the prosecution please describe his gym jams?
It's normally just a T-shirt and boxers.
Ah. Okay.
Okay. You've missed
okay, we're
Rich.
All flirting now.
Changes it, changes things. Now, Tom, are you going to, because it's your turn now,
no, I'm gonna
are you going to make your case as yourself today?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a John Grisham Deep South defence lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
By the name of Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's good to see you back in the courtroom. All those virtual trials. Back in the flesh, I recognize some of you from the bakery there. You smell of the homemade bread. Round here, we simple folk. We ain't got no nonsense for them there big lawyers there from the city talking about no PJ Mars. Sounds like a French word to me. And we know what the French are doing. They talking to Putin. We ain't talking. We ain't talking, are we? No. Launch first, talk later. All this talk round here now, there, about that there. Removing
wait,
a...
Wait, can I just ask, where's the talk?
Hey, you all know where the talk is. I don't
it's
need
here,
to
there, round there.
I
there.
Don't need to tell you.
Okay.
Hearing this story here, man.
Has this happened before? Oh.
More times than I like to remember, actually, yeah.
I'll remember the story around here. You remember a few years back now, the day a man came into town with a pig wearing a hat. Hell, Q went round the block, well past the bakery. $2, step up, shake hands with a pig wearing a hat. Hell, get the photo taken, make a little drawing.
Make a drawing.
Make a drawing. $3 to make a drawing. Go home, son, get the extra dollar. Your father loves you, you're making a drawing. Pig wearing a hat. What a day.
So a photo is $2 and the drawing's $3.
It's good drawings round here. We simple folk. Etching. We're etchers round here. None of your camera, new fandangled camera folk. Sure. Steals part of the soul. Y'all remember 4 months later, same guy came into town with just a pig.
This is a minute.
He's still got 45 seconds left.
Man came back into town with just a pig. Ain't no queue around the bakery. No one's paying $2 to have a photo taken with a pig. That's the difference. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Tricky to come back from that, really, isn't it? Tricky to come back from that.
I had a moment during that where my brain just went... You really overthink comedy. You really worry about it too much.
I'm so delighted you called that comedy.
I don't think I did.
So, Clarky, Closing the case for the defence.
Yeah.
You've got a minute. You've got a minute if you need it. Your time starts. Come on, Clarky.
Clarky, my boy.
My lad. Your minute begins right now.
Reattach it, you coward.
There we go. There it is. There it is, everybody. Okay.
He's got it. He's got more juice in his.
Do you want more?
I've got stuff, but I don't want to say it.
No, go on, do you?
It's not better than a pig in a hat. That's the thing.
Nothing's better than a pig in a hat, but the pig in the hat's not on trial. Now let's hear what you've got. You've got 58 seconds left. 58 seconds left.
Okay. Well, listen, Rich, here's the thing, right? It's not... I've thought long and hard about this. And it isn't about the toilet top. It's not about the lid of the toilet.
No,
it's a metaphor. Clearly, spoken to you. You give us one word answers. You have to remove your lid.
Oh. This is interesting. Glad you went back.
Open up. Let everything in. Be an open vessel. Ready for whatever Melva's ready to throw at you. Accept it gratefully and flush it down.
Very strong work there, Clarky.
You want to shit in his mouth.
Ordinarily, I'd make the decision myself, but I can't because you're not going to believe it. My numpers has kicked in something. Something chronic halfway through. I'm sorry, nothing to do with you, Clarky, but kicked in something chronic. So instead, I'm going to call upon our live Phoenix audience to make the decision for us. If you think Sarah and Fanshawe, and therefore Rich, is in the right, would you please applaud now? Interesting. But if you think Josh and Ben made the best case, applaud now.
Wow.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. That has to go to Ben and Josh.
It does.
Rich, how do you feel about the result?
I'll take it. I mean,
he's a good lad. Remove the lids, man! Remove the lids!
He's a good lad. I like our Rich. He's a good man. Right. As we head into the final round, it is vital not to lose momentum. We cannot take our foot off the gas. Sadly, we're going to. I'm going to apply my anti-nompers powder to the affected areas, and you are going to listen to the Flat Slam Institution that is the Quickfire Round Jingle!
He's looking at his watch.
This is the Quickfire Round. It's the round that goes really quickly. Which is why it's really quite amusing that it has a long introduction.
Ooh, it's a fresh joke.
It's got a long introduction, but the round is really short. And this time round, it's really quite exciting. Because for the first time, we're back in the same room for the recording.
Ooh, I'm fucking thrilled.
Ben sat right next to me, which is why I can do this. That's annoying, Ben. But I just wanted to prove the point that I am sat right next to Ben so I can help on the guitar.
Oh, I missed you.
I can also tap his face like that.
That's a fucking slap.
He looks genuinely cross. Well, anyway, I'm going to
round this up now so I can apologize to Ben. It's time to enjoy the quick fire round, the quick fire round.
Sorry. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, this is the quickfire round, and as our show is about ordering the cutlery drawer, I'm going to ask our players to put things in order. Fork, knife, spoon. So if I... All right, chill out, guys. So if I asked you to arrange pappies by height, shortest to tallest, you'd answer fork Matthew, knife Ben, and spoon Tom. It does sound like a weird cutlery-based snog, marry, kill, but that's the game. Once again, this round is for charity. All bonus points... We'll be going to sufferers of anxious nonpic pelvic disorder. It's a combo. Stay strong, people. We will find a cure. Instead of buzzers, I would like you to shout out your first names. Ben and Josh.
Ben.
Josh.
Tom and Sarah.
Sarah.
Tom.
Okay. Now remember, fork, knife, spoon. Fork, here we go. Spoon. These cities, by population, largest first. Glasgow, Manchester, Leeds.
Ben.
Fork.
It's early in the game for your head to go, Parry. Ooh. Now remember, your name is Tom. Fork is how you play. Clarkey, off you go, remember. Fork, knife, spoon.
Fork, Manchester, knife, Glasgow, spoon, Leeds.
Oh, I'm afraid that's incorrect. It's Manchester, Leeds, Glasgow. These letters alphabetically, WKD.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Oh, no, I missed... Hold on a second.
Right.
Fork, D, knife, K.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, go on. Yeah. Last one, you can
bring
do this.
Bring it home.
I believe you can do this.
Spoon.
W. It's correct, yes.
That was too many letters to play with.
These Spice Girls songs chronologically. To become one, stop, wannabe.
Tom.
Fork, wannabe. Knife, stop, spoon, to become one.
Oh, I'm afraid it's incorrect. Wannabe, to become one, stop. These actors by height, smallest first. Tom Cruise, Daniel Radcliffe, Martin Freeman.
They're all
Ben.
Short.
They're all short. Clarkey.
Fork, Cruise, knife, Radcliffe.
He's guessing.
Spoon. The last one he said. Martin Freeman.
Couldn't have been more wrong. Radcliffe, Freeman, Cruise. When these TV shows first aired, Big Brother UK, Friends, Pop Idol.
Tim Westwood.
Sarah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you were first to it, but you shouted out the wrong name, and I'm going to give it to you anyway.
You've got to do it as Tim Westwood, obviously.
That didn't happen when Fork shouted out.
Hey, he shouted... Listen, he shouted Fork, and he also shouted late. So that's the reason he didn't get it. Okay.
You make a good point.
So.
Fork, Friends. Knife. Pop Idol. Spoon, Big Brother.
Oh, it's Friends, Big Brother UK, Pop Idol. This might be the lowest scoring.
But it's good though.
Round.
It's good. This could be our format. This could be our pointless. This could be our pointless.
We finally got a format, you guys.
Beers by volume: Beck's, Cronenberg, Budweiser.
By volume.
Josh. Fork, Budweiser, knife, Beck's, spoon, Cronenberg.
It's Beck's Bud Crony. This is getting tough now.
It's embarrassing when WKZ is one of the strong ones.
Inventions chronologically: electric fridge, biro, electric clothes washer.
Tom. Fork,
clothes washer, knife. Biro, spoon, fridge.
Oh, it's clothes washer, fridge, biro. Number of times these teams have won the FA Cup in ascending order. Aston Villa, Man City, Chelsea. No?
The FA Cup.
In ascending order.
The FA Cup.
Okay. Tom.
Tom.
Fork, Villa, knife, City, spoon, Chelsea.
I'm afraid it's Chelsea, Villa, City. Bloody hell. Right, here we go. Events chronologically. The fall of the Berlin Wall. the building of the Berlin Wall. Take My Breath Away by Berlin is released.
Ben.
Clarky, do you think you got it?
That's a big question.
It's a big question, isn't it?
Building of the Berlin Wall.
Okay.
Oh, he's confident there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well done, mate.
He's cocky.
He's coming big, swinging.
Knife, Take My Breath Away. Spoon,
no,
The Fall of the Berlin Wall.
Is correct! Parody law. Right, there's four in this category.
Ah.
There's four in this, the final category. So throw in a spork at the end if you must.
Game's gone.
You
Game's
always gone. Finish on the duh, mate.
Listen, this
hang on. Can this be worth 10 points so that the game's at stake?
I'll make it worth 10 points. Yeah, I'm a gambling man. Why the fuck not? All four contestants on tonight's show, the number of people they are following on Twitter, lowest to highest.
Tom.
Tom's going to play.
That they're following?
That they're following. Not their followers, but they are following themselves.
Oh, he came in confident.
Yeah, he did.
Well, we need to win this.
Cocky.
Lowest.
Well, you've got it. No, it's not that way. We don't say lowest. Lowest is not how you play.
But it's lowest. We start with lowest.
We start with lowest, but we say fork, please.
Oh, I can say fork, mate.
We know you thought your name was fork.
Okay. Listen, a team divided against itself cannot stand, Sarah, okay? This is for 10 big ones.
One of the only things he can say. If fork was a Pokemon, it'd be
fork, parry, knife, Clark, spoon, Keyworth, spork, pew.
For 10 points.
Can I just say, in the interval, I did follow Jay from 5. Adjust mine by one.
Tipped him over the edge.
And I unfollowed Rich.
So. And Pappy's.
And my agent.
As of 5 p.m. Last night, Tom, you are following a whopping 1,716. Making you the biggest number. Not the smallest number. Sarah, 783. Josh, 843. Ben, 1179. And Tom, 1716. I'm afraid you've lost the 10 points.
Have I been hacked?
Yeah. You're the only one following the porn bots, aren't you? That's it. They're doing good stuff. They're doing good content, actually, isn't it?
Lots of forking.
So you lost the 10 points. They go, obviously, automatically over to the other team. No, they don't. They don't. The 10 points, of course, go to our dear friends at the back. Stay strong. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm following them.
No. We lost them. They didn't make this.
We lost them a long time ago.
That is the end of the show. It's the end of the round. It's the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, Josh and Sarah, have you got anything you'd like to plug? Fair enough. No, that's all right.
Follow Josh Pugh. He's very funny. Mm.
Josh, very funny online.
Follow him on the Twitters. Is that weird if I plug Josh?
No, you. I tell you what, yeah.
Well, you're putting the pressure on Josh to plug you.
No, you can plug whatever you want.
She won't follow you back, as we've seen, but follow follow Sarah Keyworth.
I can't believe we finished more awkward than we started.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. Well, thank you to all of you for watching. As always, folks, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flat Share. There's lots of bonus stuff over there. If you're a fan of the podcast and want to give us a donation, it's a great way to do it. You get weekly bonus episodes, discounts on live shows, a shout out on the pod eventually, and more. Leave us a review on iTunes or tweet recommending the podcast to your friends. So, Producer Gwyn, this is tense. What are the final scores?
It's gone.
At the end? Hey, listen, don't. It ain't over till it's over, apart from for you guys. So, producer Quinn, let's hear those final scores.
So it's very close. Obviously, lovely 20 and a half points to charity. So thank you for your donations. Yeah. Just...
Not enough to bring him back. Not enough to bring him back.
Tom and Sarah ended with 26. But Ben and Josh are the winners with 28.
So Tom and Sarah can go forth themselves, well, whilst Ben and Josh get a knife of passion with yours truly, if only my anxious pelvis holds out. We'll be spooning in the wee small hours, thanks to our guests Sarah Keyworth,
yes,
and Josh Pugh. We have been pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, with special guests Sarah Keyworth and Josh Pugh. It was devised by Pappy's and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Corsham, with help from Grin Weeks Davis, and introduced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone at the Phoenix, to all the wonderful folks who came to tonight's show, and to you at home for listening. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a secret news production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Well, there you go. What an absolute treat.
What a delight. And if you enjoyed that episode and you'd like to hear more from Josh and from Sarah, then get over to our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare, where there's going to be all of the bonus stuff that we recorded with them, plus some stuff that didn't make the main feed, but it's still, there's some pretty good, exciting, spicy stuff in there worth listening to. patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
Yes, and you don't just get more of the show or our guests, you get a whole extra podcast that we put out every week. You get tons of extra content once you join the Patreon. So for just £4 a month, you get a brand new extra podcast from the Pappy's Boys. Churning it out is what the critics say.
Is it? That was going so well until the last bit. That was very much at maccomedyfest.com, wasn't it? Right at the end, you fluffed it. But the rest
churning
of it was
churning it out. Basically, you get a lot of bang for your buck, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so
go over to Patreon. And not only that, you're also supporting the cause. The more support we have, the longer we're going to be able to keep doing this.
Oh, so I thought you meant the band. The band, the cause. Because...
But that's who gets all of our money from.
We're sending all our money to Jim Corr for his 9/11 truth that website he's running.
Someone's got to keep telling the truth, and it's Jim Corr. He speaks the truth that we don't dare.
That we wouldn't dream of.
No, you're supporting the cause of Pappy's podcasting. A very, very valiant cause, I think you'll all agree.
Well, I'm going to move things on. Listen, if you'd like to leave us a review or rate us or like or subscribe or any of those things, they all help people find this podcast. But most of all, in 2022, please recommend this podcast to your friends. I think there's a run of really fun Flatshare Slam Downs happening at the moment, and we'd love more listeners to hear them. So recommend the podcast to your friends, and like and subscribe wherever you do those sort of things.
And once you've done that, recommend the cause.
They'll leave you breathless.
Okay, well, anyway, today's podcast was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, please be standing for today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call. Bad news, everybody. She's escaped and she's on the loose. Search every outhouse and doghouse for Claire Booth.
Bad news, everyone. He's escaped and he's hiding somewhere in the dark. Search every Burger King and McDonald's for Mark.
Bad news, everyone. He's escaped lately. Search all of the houses for Sky 80.
Always fascinated to see what Clarkie thinks rhymes.
Oh, come off it,
lately
Tom.
At 80.
Sorry, Tom, you started with On the Loose and Claire Booth.
Strong.
Tom, I won't have it. I won't have Clarkie besmirched in this way.
Lately,
and I certainly won't have it
rhyme.
When we were talking about my dear friend, JJ.
Listen, we haven't got any time for this because bad news, everybody. Someone's escaped.
Oh, no.
They're disguised as a madam. Search every street you can think of for Adam.
Someone's escaped lately. It's Joe Geraghty.
He's not called Joe Geraghty. Come on, Clarky.
I don't know. What?
Surely Geraghty.
Geraghty. There we go.
He's escaped lately. I tell you what, someone's escaped lately. It's Charlie T.
I tell you what, someone else has escaped lately. It's Tom Begley.
Someone else, you guys, has escaped lately. It's Archie Hollyfield.
He's escaped lately. Someone else has escaped and they're on the loose. It's Chris Arrowsmith.
Someone's escaped lately, but I'm not going to go around telling. Because I've taken a vow of silence. It's Jack Belling.
Oh, he's broken his vow of silence for you, Jack.
Someone's escaped lately. And they've done it finally. Well, of course. It's Tom Whiteley.
Strong, okay.
Really good, actually, every Clarky.
I'm going to let that go?
Yeah.
Apparently, we have to let that go.
They've done it finally, though. I think they've done it. Listen, somebody's escaped and they've done it finally, whether you like that or not. And that person is Farrah Scott.
Someone's escaped finally and lately.
Finally and lately.
But they followed their escape plan. And I'm very proud to tell you that it was Hamish Alan.
Hamish Alan, as he's known. Hamish Alan, I don't reckon, but sure.
Someone's escaped finally and lately, and then they've gone and played a game of football at Old Trafford. Well done, Andrew Stafford.
Well done, Andrew Stafford, for signing for Man United. It's not the best way to lay low. Knowledge of escape from prison.
You hide in plain sight. That's what they say.
Well, fingers crossed he scores a goal.
Goal!
That concludes today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch. Roll goal!
Goal!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.